This is the Archaeology Channel, and I'm Rick Pettigrew. ALI created the Archaeology Channel in part to give voice to indigenous peoples. Their knowledge and traditions are a precious element of the human cultural heritage. We are proud now to present Wisdom of the Elders, a series of one-hour Native American audio programs offering a rich tapestry of oral history, storytelling, music, and other cultural features. If you would like to become a supporting friend of Wisdom of the Elders, click on the Wisdom of the Elders link on this page, or go to www.wisdomoftheelders.org.
A very great vision is needed, and the man who has it must follow it as the eagle seeks the deepest blue of the sky.
This is Wisdom of the Elders, dedicated to preserving and sharing the history and culture, songs and stories of Native North American peoples. I'm Arlie Neskai of the Dene Nation. The words of Crazy Horse open today's program, in which we'll be exploring the healing of the earth according to Native prophecy. In Tribal Rhythms with Nicole Wynn, we'll meet Joanne Shenandoah and learn how her musical path is intertwined with Iroquois prophecy. We'll also be hearing from Judy Bluehorse Skelton, the late Judy Trejo, and the Turtle Island Storytellers. Next up, Barbara Roberts reveals Iroquois and Mi'kmaq prophecy told at the United Nations.
Our Mother Earth is crying from abuse and disrespect, and the mothers of the nations of this earth are also crying.
Stay with us. This is Wisdom of the Elders. You're listening to Part 2, Destiny's Song and Mass Dance, from the Two World Concerto, performed by R. Carlos Nakai, the Black Lodge Singers, and the Canyon Symphony Orchestra, available on the Canyon Records label.